to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items at my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you're listening to Sacramento's number one podcast of all time. That was just proven last night. I got a secret message, and I don't know who it was from, but I believe him.
This is the mayor.
The Weekend Bang, everybody. Powered by NRG. Brought to you by Oblivion's Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. Also, Mainframe USA Apparel. It's on our backs and our on your eyes. That's right.
Yeah.
And soon to be hair gel. Yeah.
Again, not gel. Again, it another like a pomade, like a wax.
Is probably like a beeswax type of thing.
That's what I use.
Insane in the Mainframe, everybody. We're also the only podcast daring enough to go against the big fight tonight, because win or lose, both of them.
Aaron, can you shut the hell up? I'm watching this fight.
There, nobody
cares. Damn, you're talking all over the fight.
Nobody cares about this fight, everybody. Corey Vincent's here.
I'm watching the fight.
Yeah, clearly.
Well, Webb has the stream up, and
no, Webb doesn't. It's
totally
illegal.
Totally illegal, and he's doing it. So.
How do you know he wasn't paying for the stream?
Because I see it says periscope.com
right
there in the URL. Cool,
dude.
There it is. Welcome to season 3 of Narcos. this is the most dangerous that they'll ever get. The real David Webb is here.
What's going on, everybody?
And you've been enthralled in the Great White Hype, right?
Yeah, this is my first boxing game. I've never seen a boxing game
Perfect,
before.
Perfect. What's the score?
It's 30 to nothing.
All right.
Oh, it's about
love,
to start. Literally about to start, like, right now. The bell's about to ring, and
and I couldn't care less. Alex Bags, the only other person that I'm sure is smart enough to
I don't care anything about that.
Exactly.
He doesn't care about nothing.
I care about nothing, Lebowski.
He's a nihilist.
He cares about something.
Oh, look at this! Look at this! Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, my God.
Look at this! Connor's fucking him up!
Oh, my God.
He's not supposed to be here.
And of course,
he killed
the people that are probably even barely here. I don't know if they're even there because I don't see them week in, week out. The chat room. Say hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Hello, chat.
Hey, chat.
Wow. Wow. So if you're wondering why there's probably little reaction from some of the people, and that's Corey with his hands up, don't shoot.
That's his new nickname. Corey, hands up, don't shoot.
Because
Vincent.
The spectator sport boxing is happening right now where you have...
Just watch the GIFs of it later.
Yeah.
Same thing.
You know when I saw the, what's her name, Ronda Rousey fight when she got knocked out?
Well, that was the joke about that one.
What was that?
It was all you needed to watch was that one GIF of her.
Basically.
Yeah.
That's literally all
you
needed
to watch.
Well,
it was on Facebook. Like, 5 minutes later,
right?
I watched like the main part.
Well, wasn't that a thing for NFL and Twitter or something like that? Like, you couldn't send a GIF up there on Twitter until a certain amount of time afterwards.
For NFL?
Yeah, something like that for the plays.
I'm not sure, but
because that's what the game is. Like, you highlights are just a collection of GIFs.
Yeah.
Like, you can really break it down to that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Highlights are a collection of GIFs.
Highlights are.
They are.
I like
no,
it.
They
Internet
are.
Is a series of tubes.
Hands down. Oh, hands by his back!
His back!
Oh my gosh, they're really into it. Are you guys going to join
and
us today?
This is how
yeah, we're joining.
Yeah, we're
ends.
Here. We're
we can
here.
Multitask.
Yeah, we're totally.
Can you multitask?
Yeah, try it. Multitask me.
North Korea is looming right around the corner here.
Actually, they are.
We're
talk
you
know,
about
I think
today.
That game's going to be overhyped. It's probably going to have way too expensive DLC too. So
yeah.
Well,
I'm not in for a post-apocalyptic world again. We've done that already.
We've seen it too many times. It's like World War II is like
Fallout 5.
Come on.
Speaking of Fallout, I watched a video.
That was your first mistake.
Where?
Should I watch
no,
GIF,
actually,
man?
I didn't watch the
Should
whole thing because it was literally like
I didn't watch the whole thing.
I did not watch. I couldn't. It's not because I, you
I
know,
started watching a video.
It was a video where it said Fallout 3 is trash, and here's why. And so, Fallout 3, one of my favorite games, I was, you know, intrigued. And a friend of mine was like, "Why would you watch that? You already have your mind set up on, you know, Fallout is like one of your favorite games.
Do you have your mind set up? Like, you will never listen to anyone else's opinion to
Just not how I
have you met Aaron?
Live my life. I listen to other
people's
opinions.
Sometimes I think you're
opinion.
A rational human being. Sorry, forgot about that.
So I was like, that's stupid. I want to hear this man's argument. If he had shrunk it down to a reasonable amount of time, he had it for an hour and 30 minute video.
I was going to say like 45 minutes is my limit. Okay.
No, he made a full blown movie out of this thing.
Do you make a TLDR at any point?
No.
TLDW?
I made.
Too long didn't watch?
Yeah. I made it to 20 minutes and
too
I was
long,
like,
Darkwing
all right,
Dark.
I see why you don't like the game. I'm out. So, but he does other things.
What do you think of that first round there, David Webb? I think Connor won.
You kidding me?
I think
he got some.
Look
oh!
at that nasty uppercut to start the fight
off.
And it looked like he got a little tired though by the end of the first
round.
First of all, is the first round already over?
Yes.
Yeah, just
that's how boxing
look at that
works.
Uppercut.
That uppercut
followed with the right hook.
Play of the game.
Oh my god!
Did he connect with his left hand though?
Go ahead, Aaron.
That's the important part.
That's horrible. But I'm glad that I have the controls over here to mute people.
Right. Joke's on you because we could talk loud enough for the other mics.
Yep.
I watched that. I watched a little bit of that video. I watched a little bit of another video that he made of things he didn't like. It was he just doesn't like a lot of things.
It's easy not to like.
Like the two of you.
Yep.
See, I like a lot of stuff.
That's a good one.
Now, see, that's how I know they're wrong. Those two are high-fiving. I know they're high-fiving. We did a thing the other show, Alex.
In the corner.
Yeah?
We got on Tinder.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah, I just got a message. We got a match.
We got another match?
Yeah.
Sweet. Me and Webb are both on it at the same time. One profile.
I showed my coworkers.
I showed my coworkers too.
I was like, yeah, so I'm on Tinder. They're like, aren't you married? I was like, yeah, but this is
no,
a story.
No.
Then you go,
let me explain.
So I showed them profile.
Don't take this away from me.
And she goes, so are you just swiping right and like all women are guys? And I was like, no, we're not choosing guys. It's only women. She's like, what? I was like, we don't weirdos. She's like, guaranteed every woman on there thinks you guys are a weirdo.
Yeah. So I got some
tips.
Did you get some feedback?
I was gonna say I got some pro tips from one of my coworkers.
Is it if there's no bio, swipe left?
He got on he's on everything. Plenty of Fish.
So he's casting a wide net.
Because his phone is literally nothing but either phone numbers or dating apps.
Okay.
That's what he has. So I showed him the pro.
Does he succeed?
Yeah.
That's why he still has them.
I was gonna say. Does he?
It depends on what your idea of succeed is.
All right.
So, he's
so many nachos.
He's
on that
he's Captain. Well,
nachos.
Yep.
Yeah. No, because that'll probably drive in the ones he likes. So, he looked at the profile. He looked at her profile.
Yeah.
And he was like, wrong, guys. Like as if he sold a book.
Yeah.
On how to create profiles for
sure
dating.
He
sites.
Has the answers.
He says one big mistake is having both our pictures on there and both our names on there because it just says Aaron and David.
David and Aaron, but yeah.
Okay, whatever.
Is that the routine? Did I just is that a bit? Did you just do the bit to me? That was beautiful. If that was not unrehearsed.
Yeah, it was unrehearsed.
Wow.
Yes, it was very unrehearsed.
Wow. Wow.
Beautiful. Then... And then he was like, because when anybody looks at a profile, they're literally not swiping because of your actual red profile. They're looking at your picture.
There are some people who read profiles.
Yeah, but he said, is that you?
Yeah, I've been reading profiles.
Okay. Now, it's you've been using this a little bit more than I have here.
Just like three or four times.
Okay, because I've all used right. it all of none since we...
I'm committed to the bit, Aaron.
Okay.
I'm committed to the bit.
Okay.
You got.
That's
okay.
What an addict would say. Too.
Yeah, I can quit anytime I want. To.
I quit anytime I want. What in the?
What? Okay. All right. Do you want to give us an update since you guys? Can't
no,
keep
I would.
Your...
I would like to give you an update.
Yeah, we're having a little.
Did it get
finding...
taken down?
No, camera operators.
This totally legitimate streaming service that we're using is having a little issue. But we'll.
Oh, okay.
But I will say so far, Connor has not embarrassed himself. This is. Pretty damn
round one, which lasted what? How long?
2 minutes.
Ah, okay.
I think it's 2 minutes. I don't
okay.
know.
I mean, it couldn't have been more than 5 minutes, right?
No, it was not.
Okay. Yeah, no more.
Just
so no less than no less than this amount. No more than that amount.
Right.
So yeah, we're on Tinder. He gave me a couple of insights, you know, make it short and sweet, and then go for the big ones. He said that was.
What do you mean big ones?
Like the 500 pound plus.
God damn.
That's.
Does this dude know you're not trying to get laid?
Yes.
You're using this just for video.
Yeah. Yes. He knows.
No. He knows. The answers are still the same.
He showed me some of his conquests, and I was like, "Wait,
locker room talk?"
Yeah, it was 100% locker room talk when he showed me his conquests, and I was like, "You are an animal, sir.
An animal.
You are an animal." And what somebody in chat room said, "What's Tinder?" It's a dating website, I'll say. Right?
What is what?
Tinder. He asked, what is Tinder?
It's a dating
small
app.
Pieces of wood
app.
That
put in the fire, stoke the fire.
He's not wrong.
No. It's even spelled right.
Multitask.
Isn't Tinder actually spelled correctly?
You know what? It is. I thought it didn't
have
an E.
Isn't that weird?
And so I went to go type Tinder.
That's like one of the few.
What about
there's like Tumblr and Flickr and
how do you spell that Tinder?
Tender.
I thought it was
like tender love.
Isn't that like soft?
What's kindling then?
Oh crap, that's what I'm thinking of.
No, Tinder is also
something. Is it also? I'm also right. Yes.
I'm gonna Google Tinder on your
multitask.
Computer.
Yeah, let's make sure. Let's get to the bottom.
Let's get to the bottom. Tinder versus Kingling. That's the real fight of the night.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Tinder versus Kingling.
The hard thing about watching this is knowing that if Conor McGregor.
Hard part about watching is actually just watching it.
If he could just throw one knee or one elbow, yeah, this fight would be over. Instantaneously.
Kindling is larger and is placed
he
over
comes
Tinder.
In round three, forgets.
Tinder is what you use to start a fire. Kindling is what you nurse it
and
to
it's
keep
spelled
going.
The same way, right?
Yes. That's why it's
that was
to
a
start
hit.
A fire romance or whatever.
Okay.
Go get your dick wet.
Oh, so that's why. Okay. That's why.
He's
tagging
him.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Really?
We're not sorry.
No, we were talking about bags. He just tagged the shit out of that definition.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Really? Nailed it.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do at spelling bees. Oh!
Yeah.
If you know what? Spelling bees would be a lot more interesting if they did.
He said he gave that correct definition right there.
Ooh.
He tagged that word AF.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna give it a go and see how many connections. Have you actually spoken to anybody though, Webb?
I replied to one and she never responded back.
Yep, that's how it works, man. That's how
so
it
I'm
works.
Playing. I'm playing this one cool.
What do you mean playing this one cool?
I'm not responding.
Not
right
responding.
Away.
Oh my god!
At all.
Now we're playing that game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm multitasking, but
I can
only do it so much.
Dating in 2017.
You
doing a podcast.
It's still a game.
I'm watching a fight.
You guys are doing the whole swingers. You don't call them back. You give them like 24 hours before you actually call back, right?
Is that what route you're going with?
I mean,
she sent
not.
Another one.
Uh-oh, look.
See? It works.
He said the thirst machine is in full effect.
Wait, can you
say
send
it every
her,
show.
Can you send her a link to the stream?
Oh.
And can she?
Oh, this stream?
What?
I thought you meant
not
the fight.
Not the fight, you tard.
I was talking about the fight.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I was like,
you want to watch the fight?
You
hey.
Send her a link to watch this fight
with
us?
Let me hook you up.
Let me hook you up. Yeah, yeah. Hey, girl, I just was looking for somebody to watch the fight with tonight.
For free on, I mean, don't worry about it.
I really want to respond to her message with, I'm going to Whole Foods. Let me pick you up anything?
She probably.
You should wait until Amazon completes its acquisition and you get your deals for being an Amazon Prime member.
Are they ever going to, like.
Corey gets it.
Yeah, I got
full
it.
Blown?
What?
Like, because I know boom. When you do.
That shocked him.
Yeah, dude.
Whenever you go and do Amazon Prime now, you can do. Amazon warehouse or not Whole Foods, the other one, Sprouts.
Have what? They partnered with Sprouts?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because now Sprouts goes and gives you the stuff. But what sucks is if you get $20, because I guess it's minimum $20, something like that. But if you get like $5 and $15 in Sprouts, $5 in Amazon, they won't deliver it. You need to have $20 dedicated to one area, $20 dedicated to another area.
Sounds like drag, man.
Is that for the like delivery company part of Amazon now?
Yes.
They suck.
They suck?
Real bad.
Why is that?
They're awful. They don't know how to deliver things correctly.
I've had no problems with them so far.
I have heard nothing but problems with them.
I've had them deliver to my home and to my job.
They have failed both from the people that I have heard from.
The one to my job, I wrote in the description, I said, in Lowe's, you know, I will be at the front, and He calls. I can't find where you are in the store or whatever. And I'm like, I'm in the entrance, you know, here. And so he finally comes in. He's sweating. I got to be in Davis. I'm sorry. And then he hands me the bags. And he jets out.
So that's sucking, by the way. That is being bad at your job. I'm in the entrance to Lowe's. I can't find you in Lowe's. You must have walked past me then.
But
I have to be in Davis.
It was so funny.
I have a pressing matter to attend to.
Yeah, I was like, is there like a, does somebody have to save? Is everything okay, man? He's like, I got to be in Davis.
It's a very important date. I'm late.
Mayweather's getting more physical right now.
Yeah, Mayweather's really stepping it up a notch.
He's download complete.
I don't think it's download complete, but I think he's like mad.
He's like, all right, this has gone long enough.
He's actually losing this fight.
Oh, cool. So we didn't have too much news stories to go through, so we won't do the banging around the web.
Banging around the web!
Yep, that's about how much it is for this one. I mean, there's been, like, they had GamesCon go on in Germany.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. They had a couple of things that were announced.
Like, anything special out there? Like, what?
A new Naruto game.
Wow. Shocked.
I mean,
I can't believe it.
It's a kind of like they're trying to do
video games,
a MOBA. It's a 4v4 thing
that could work.
Oh
really
wait,
well.
I did see that one.
That one, I think,
actually,
I'm pretty excited about it.
It'll never be as good as the Adventure Time MOBA in the web browser that you could play on CartoonNetwork.com. That's
wow.
A real
sponsored
thing.
By CartoonNetwork.com.
Say, are they paying you for that? Jeez,
I did see that one. Isn't it like you can do like 4v4?
You can do 4v4,
and then four teams, right? Like,
no,
it's a whole,
they've
like,
only shown
thing.
They've only shown two teams.
Oh,
four
teams.
Oh,
okay.
But there's like capture the flag.
Four teams of two.
No.
No.
Two teams of four.
Eight teams of one.
Yes, 8 teams of one.
All right.
Yes. But on this one, I guess it's interesting because it's from the makers of I think Xenoverse. I want to say, but you can create your character like you can in Xenoverse. So they're giving you that option. And a lot of the Naruto fans are really hyped about it because of that, you know. They also started the pre-orders for the SNES Classic.
Yeah.
We talked about that a little bit the last one, and their new feature of rewinding time on it.
I think that's the dumbest thing.
It's a gimmick.
I didn't even look at it.
Yeah.
It's a gimmick,
you can make
but
one
why?
Out of a Raspberry Pi and then 3D print your thing around it.
The whole thing is
there
a gimmick.
Go.
That's what.
Why do they need a gimmick on a gimmick?
Yeah, Jay made a really dope one.
He actually did a 3D printed thing. It's a little SNES thing around a Raspberry Pi with the USB sticking out so you can plug them in and play.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Way cooler. But hey, whatever.
And to Bag's point, backing up a couple seconds, Cartoon Network.
He's
Flash
doing a
games,
rewind right now.
Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
This
it's
is
a gimmick.
Yeah.
So much of a gimmick.
The those Cartoon Network browser games, like, they've had some hits.
Yeah, they're actually pretty solid.
Like, is there a database of, like, all the ones throughout history? Because there's a few I'd like to go back and play.
I'm sure there's a Wikipedia article that has a list of them. And a lot of them are still up, last time I checked, which was probably a couple of years ago now.
Would you buy it, though?
No.
Okay.
App Store buy, maybe.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
$2.
There was this one that was Dragon Ball Z, and they had, like, a super wide variety of characters, and the screen was put, like, into 6 zones. And so it was kind of turn-based. You choose which zone you want to go to and which attack you want to use, and each attack would target different zones. And if you guys landed in the same spot, you'd do damage. You'd do, like, the Dragon Ball
the
Z
Clash or whatever.
Clash fight thing, and it would do equal damage to each of you. And so it was, like, this weird game of predicting where they were going to be using your abilities.
Really cool.
There were cooldowns, so you couldn't, like, just spam, like, the ones that you covered,
it
like,
could
three
be
blocks.
Somewhat tactical.
Yeah, it was such a good game.
Wow.
Speaking of good games, this McGregor fight, though. Come on, Bled.
I can't wait to recreate this. And what do they make for fighting games? Like boxing games? And do they make the MMA games that
Fight
you...
Fight Night, and they do UFC games.
When's
they
the
still
last
make
UFC
those?
Game,
yeah.
though? When was that
do
one?
Do they
that
still
two,
make those?
A year ago?
They made UFC 2, I think it was, about a year ago. I think it's every
other
year.
Back in year 2.
Both... Both aren't really, I think, lucrative for video games, at least.
Right.
There's not enough.
Not anymore, at least.
Boxing, definitely not. You might have a market out there for MMA, because, I mean, it's just a fighter. But
well, plus you get to like make your own fighter. And
but if you can't
style.
Throw a Hadouken, then what are we talking
Speaking
about?
Speaking of Hadoukens,
yes,
actually not Hadoukens, but Kamehamehas. Have you been watching Dragon Ball FighterZ?
So that's one of the first ones. They announced Super Saiyan Blues will be in the gameplay.
What?
If you pre-order, you get them early.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You have to unlock these things?
Yeah. It's train. You have to get a hyperbolic chamber.
Maybe. I don't know.
You got to train.
It might just be early DLC to play with.
Okay. You know, that game looks good. I'm not going to lie.
It does.
That game looks very good. To me, I've said it before. It should have been how Marvel vs. Capcom evolved.
I've heard some very interesting things about Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite,
Three?
Though.
Are Infinite? Yes.
Three is three. Three exists in its lifespan, and that's just how it goes. It had to be there because it was a modern take on the old way of doing it. It had to exist as it did, I think. The thing that they screwed up was Ultimate and then not supporting it afterwards. That's where they let it die.
There was an Ultimate?
Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
Yeah.
There was Marvel vs. Capcom 3 and then Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
Oh, my God.
Within 2 years? Within, like, a year of a release? Like, it was way too soon. But they killed it themselves. They did that to themselves. But Infinite looks interesting because some of the stuff that you can do in it is actually really... Apparently, as a player playing it, from what I've been reading and watching, they've actually really liked playing it. It may not look as good
visually
or
appealing.
As instantly interesting as like Dragon Ball FighterZ does.
Uh-huh.
But the players have been saying like, "There's a lot of really cool shit we can do in here," and like, I'm really excited to like take this to the lab and figure it out, which I think is exciting because that gives you really, really interesting stuff in tournaments to watch later. You know.
Well, we'll see when it comes out. I think it'll be an Evo game. I mean,
it has to be.
Yeah, I mean,
by default, it's Capcom.
Is it Capcom?
Marvel's Capcom Infinite.
No. I mean, Dragon Ball Z Fighter.
That's made by the same people who do like BlazBlue and.
Oh, so that's why it does look like an
Guilty
actual
Gear.
Good game.
The same people who did Guilty Gear Xrd.
Holy crap!
That's why the anime art style is like cel shaded and like it's gorgeous and perfect because they did that in Xrd and it looks fucking awesome.
Okay.
So it'll be there. It'll definitely be there.
Other things came out. Secret of Mana remake. Did you see that?
Is that a good game?
Part
Never
one.
It.
Yeah, I liked it because the type of RPGs that are action. Legend of Zelda. You know, I'm swinging whenever I actually press the button and stuff
like
that.
Sure.
And then it was multiplayer, and so you actually had a little co-op going on there, which I really, really liked. But they're doing a 3D remastered one for the PC and the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And
fuck you, Xbox.
Yeah, people were... It's Japanese, so, you know.
That's true. They don't understand
Xbox. It's an Xbox Play Anywhere game.
I don't think it's an Xbox Play Anywhere game. But nice try.
That is it. That is his contribution. And he started watching it right back into it.
Yeah.
He had never said anything at all.
You want to give us an update so far?
I'm not gonna lie, McGregor.
Wow, it's getting dirty.
It's getting dirty.
It's getting really dirty.
McGregor, there's times he's looking like he's tired.
He looks super tired.
He went full force too soon.
I feel like he's fighting like a Nate Diaz or Nick Diaz style, like MMA guys that do a lot of boxing. They do a lot of pitter patter, like punches from range, and he's just like tapping him. But over time, it's gonna deal damage. It's a long fight, but now they're just locking up every couple seconds, and McGregor's like throwing back fists to the back of his head. Like, it's pretty brutal.
It looks like McGregor, there's been a couple of times when they've locked up, and it looks like McGregor wants so bad to just take him to the ground, and they realize it's not MMA. He can't.
That you can't.
Mayweather. I mean, he could. Oh, he could actually just ground and pound him and, you know, be disqualified or whatever.
Shit.
But he would have beaten
the
shit out of Mayweather.
Shit. Mayweather's walking him down now. This is the great white hype moment.
Walking him down? I don't know what that means.
He's just walking forward, coming straight at him.
It's like holding forward
punches.
In a fighting game.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What part of Great White Hype moment is that?
Well, I mean, he's about to knock him out.
It's the part when the one guy walks forward.
Where the white guy loses.
To end the Great White Hype. To reinforce that it is but just
the
hype.
The best tweet I saw about this was, if McGregor wins, then I said that from the very beginning. If Mayweather wins, then well, yeah, he's a boxer. Of course he's going to win.
Oh, so easy, an easy out thing. Or
there's one thing a lot of people forget about this, too, is that boxing is the most corrupt sport and they're in the most
incorrect
and very incorrect.
It is football. More corrupt. More corrupt than soccer.
No, it is not.
Impossible.
You know the governing.
He's laughing.
The governing body of soccer, which is supposed to be a non-profit organization, and probably one of the richest freaking organizations.
You can still be paid well in a non-NPO.
There's being paid well, and there's being
accepting bribes.
Yeah, like there's like a big, big freaking, you know, difference there. Yeah, no, boxing. As corrupt as boxing may be, it's nothing compared to the FIFA organization.
I got two words for you. Don King. More corrupt than anybody who's ever lived in soccer.
That's one person. And if you wanna,
one promoter.
I'll say Sepp Blatter then for your Don King, and he eclipses him.
Done.
Wasn't he the most recent guy?
Sepp Blatter is the only president that's been there. No one's run up to oppose him for the longest.
Right.
He stepped down. Whenever the FBI or whatever came in and arrested all those people within FIFA and stepped down, everybody was like, yeah, win. Then he gets right back in the seat and is like, I'm sorry, I just need to take a break for a second. That's all it was.
He just slips out of the FBI.
Yeah.
They're going in round seven right now. And
wow.
Okay, well, okay.
Wow.
They're both corrupt, Aaron. Okay, fine. They're both corrupt. Boxing is very corrupt. And so if this goes to a decision, there's no way that these boxing guys or these boxing judges would let this, like, deface their sport by letting McGregor win. So
it's already defaced their sport.
He needs to win by convincing. Like, he needs to get like at least a knockdown, or like do something of huge significance.
That'd be hard to argue.
Yeah.
It's already defaced their sport.
Otherwise, he's gonna lose.
That's like okay. So here's the thing. What's the football player? Ocho Cinco, Chad Johnson wanted to play soccer.
I forgot about that.
He wanted to play soccer right out of his whatchamacallit. So he went and he tried out for, because he's fast, you know, he played football. He went out and tried out for Kansas City. And they took him out there and they, you know, they had all the cameras on. There was a big spectacle. Oh, could he play and all that type of stuff. And of course, no, you can't play because you played football the whole time of your life. You may have played soccer when you were a kid, you know, in the streets or something, but this is a different thing. This is a different league. You know, you're physically fit, yes. But you're not, you know. So him even going out there was kind of a joke around the world. And he went to the MLS. And people already see us as a retirement league.
I don't know. It's the most prestigious
league. Yeah, exactly. So it was kind of a joke, a laughed at moment. You know, he wouldn't dare try that overseas where it's, you know, a culture, a life, like a full-blown religion someplace.
Well, there was it was quite a few years back now, but one of the most decorated heavyweight boxers, James Toney, thought he can beat up these MMA guys. So he joined the UFC for a one-time-only fight and fought a guy named Randy Couture. He was about the same age. You know, they both fought under heavyweight, and the fight lasted not even a full round. Randy Couture did, like, this wrestling amateur, like, foot pick thing, put him on the ground, and then just
made him tap.
Yeah, punched him out, made him tap.
So
super quick.
I mean, I don't know. It's
almost
it's,
like one involves more rules than the other in the fighting.
But see, weird. I think you can do that going to MMA. Like you can have a boxer go to MMA and it won't ruin or it won't embarrass the sport of MMA, because MMA is still trying to come on the uprise to be that prestigious thing like boxing. Boxing's been around for...
In its name, it's mixed martial arts, which it includes that style of boxing.
Yeah, that's one aspect
boxing,
of the big thing.
Right,
yeah.
Boxing is boxing.
Yeah, boxers haven't fared very well in MMA.
Yeah, so...
Pure boxers.
I mean, so it's like...
Pure boxers.
You can go that way, but the oh, I'm distinguished boxing, you know, type of thing. You can't.
Dudley from Street Fighter.
Would you like to throw the fist?
Exactly. It's got what? You know, probably 100 plus years of, you know, history on there. So, it's already been an embarrassment. This fight is literally an embarrassment.
It's a money grab.
Yeah. It's a money grab.
Honestly, I was a little surprised at first that it's going as many rounds as it's going, but they had to have, all right, guys, we want this to be a good fight. Don't make it last, like, one round.
Well, I'm not, I don't think people can be upset with this fight.
No.
Just even from what I've seen so far, like, people who bought Pacquiao Mayweather, I would be, you were completely within your rights to be pissed if you spent, like, $100 to watch that shit.
Wasn't that, like, in one round?
No, it went the full thing. Distance, but they just nobody touched each other. Like, they just danced.
It was pretty garbage.
They danced the whole time.
How many rounds is it?
This fight, they're throwing
300.
12.
Actually.
12 rounds?
12
okay.
rounds, yeah.
Yeah, seven. They're in the seventh of 12 rounds. McGregor looks like he's faded, but look at, he just tied him up from behind. If this was MMA, rear naked choke, you're done. You're dead.
Yeah, but
you're dead, and Mayweather.
Then, welcome to the Ooh. Statement that everyone's going to say after the fight. If this was MMA.
Well, yeah. It's so hard not to say that, though. It's so hard not to say that.
That's why I'm saying it's a joke. Because it's like, that's what your mindset is in. You're in that, if this was MMA type of thing.
Ooh, that was a good one.
It's not, you know, oh, look at these two boxers and look at their skill, you know. It's always if.
I mean, that's the best type of scenario. Like, we love those fantasy type matchups of things that are just.
That's why this sold. Yeah,
it breaks the.
Yeah, but
the
this
mold
is real. This
normal.
Isn't fantasy anymore. This is real.
That's
this
why
is
that
a real thing is happening.
That's why that show, what that Warriors or whatever, where they would have like, the Spartan versus.
Deadliest Warrior.
Yeah, Deadliest Warrior. That's why that did so well for a little bit.
But see what happens when a pirate though. Gets in fight with a ninja.
The video game was actually pretty good.
It was really good. Wasn't as good as the Spartacus game, if you remember that. But
I know the Spartacus game was good, yeah.
Spartacus game was awesome, and it made everybody slave owners, and it still managed to be good.
What?
It was like...
Tiki Torch owner over here.
Yeah, clearly.
The premise of this game is you're going to own slaves.
I mean, he did get the short on the side, long on top haircut, I'm just saying.
Yeah, you. Good old
Hitler Youth.
Oh my god!
Damn,
that's what it's called. It's the name of the
who sits in the barber chair.
Can I get the Hitler Youth?
Take it to Hitler.
Thank you.
Those are great clips. Yeah, can I get the Hitler Youth?
I was driving a friend home, and she saw my Sacramento Republic,
T-shirt.
No, not a T-shirt. It's scarf. Just my buttons that I have. You know, because I'm
my buttons.
I'm a huge soccer fan. I rep Sacramento Republic.
I disagree. I don't think you are. You don't rep them at all.
I don't rep them at all. As I'm wearing my Sacramento Republic T-shirt right now. But anyway, she looked at it and
with
she's
a luchador mask on it.
She said, "Are you a Republican?"
I was like, "So she's about to bail out."
I didn't
right
get it.
There.
I didn't. I swear, I didn't get it. I was like,
"No, stop." Is this person smart?
Was it an honest mistake, or was it like she just doesn't?
Is this par for the course?
No, she's smart. Yeah, she's smart.
Oh, okay. You said defenses.
Super hesitant.
She's smart.
I bet you she's watching right now. That's why.
She's smart.
Okay.
Web. All right.
She's
smart. Are you convincing us or yourself?
Exactly, dude. We
Yo,
get
is your
it.
Friend wicked smart?
She's wicked smart. She's wicked smart. Shut up, all of you. You know, end of the story there. End of the story. Mercy,
that's
everybody.
That's the punch. That's the punch.
Mercy is getting a change.
Yeah, fuck
yeah.
Mercy.
I guess the esports people were like, we're tired of team wiping, and then a Mercy coming out of the corner. And we're like, hey guys, did you just team wipe these guys?
Yeah,
it's good.
True,
it's
though,
good that was well, that was in there from I don't know the beginning of the game. No one saw a fucking problem with it.
No.
Are you fucking stupid?
It just got to the point where every time you're playing a game and you don't have a Mercy, it's like, oh, well, fuck.
Okay, we lose.
GG.
That's it.
But here's the other part,
especially
too.
Especially when the spawn point's so far away, you're like, we either need a Symmetra or a Mercy, and I'm all out of Symmetras.
So the other thing I heard, the other argument I heard about it was the leveling, how people would rank with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they would always just pick her to...
Wait, did they take that out?
Well, I mean, the way you got to play with her now, you can't just—it's not just an easy thing. Like,
it's not
you
just
know.
Hide and then run in. And
yeah,
five for
like,
revive.
All right, five revive, and we know people that do that. Mo Fruit.
Oh yeah,
she's.
No, that's the thing. Is it that was a valid tactic with that kit?
Correct.
And that's so. It's so fucking obvious and so baffling to me that this. Esports
so
focused game like didn't fix that in fucking beta. Like, what is wrong with
so,
you?
So my question would be,
and it's, beca-
is it,
it's
is
because
it,
they thought it was really cool to have your play of the game. Like, look, Ira's the whole team and we won. It's like, that's shit for the other team, and honestly, that's kind of shit for your team.
I don't know. Here's the deal. I think you're a little too salty. Go figure. You being too salty.
Well, I mean, it's a shitty game for shitty.
Jeez.
Exactly.
So,
that's what you keep
whatever.
Saying. But whatever. So.
If it
this
was the first,
Battleborn.
Yeah, if it was Battleborn.
Speaking of which, there's my boss on the stream right there.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is he at the fight?
Oh.
A-Rod's right there, yeah.
Oh. I don't
but,
care.
But, no, like, on...
That game didn't pretend to be esports, by the way.
Pug level, you know, crappy matches that me or you would be in, like gold and platinum below, it's not that overpowered. Like, if you focus the mercy, I mean, it is overpowered because we don't know. Yeah, because in the lower elos, people don't know how to focus shit. So
right.
But in the pro scene, it's more of a thing of like, thank God they're fixing this. So.
So it,
it's
what
that
does that
balance
mean?
So you're
between
just saying
you gotta,
both low and high.
No.
It's a problem.
No. In high elos, it is a problem. In low elos,
it is also a problem.
Yeah, I guess so. But it's a different kind of problem.
It's a different kind of problem.
Welcome to your Overwatch players,
everyone.
No, it's not a problem, except when it's a problem at both ends of the spectrum.
Kinda.
I'm not going to lie. I was starting to learn Mercy. I'm desperate to get out of my elo. I was going to learn Mercy just so I can pull myself out of the elo and then switch back to Lucio.
See,
or
and
Zenyatta.
That's why I think one of the other reasons why they changed it.
It's called a one-trick Mercy, and they're like the most hated people. They're worse than Hanzo players right now.
What about the – I want to know, does that discount any of the victories of past esports games that have used these tactics?
No.
Now that they
in Overwatch,
yeah.
Ooh, shit.
Why would
you
discount them?
I mean, we'll watch those team comps and those ideas go out the fucking window.
Yeah, I mean, it'll
there's
change.
No,
yeah,
that's the thing. The interesting thing will be to see how quickly teams adapt after the change.
Okay.
That is what tells me whether or not to discount those past victories. Because if a team completely falls off the face of the earth after a gimmick goes away, then they weren't worth their salt to begin with.
What do you think, Corey? How many do you think teams will adapt pretty fast?
Yeah, they always do. They will. I think there's in it, the changes are already being very positively received.
Because she gets to fly around and shoot the shit out of everyone.
Yeah, in fact, they're still tweaking her out. She's still a little overpowered, but it's in different ways. It's like right now her ultimate is nuts.
Well,
like,
the idea of like a battle mercy before was like, okay, yeah,
it was
whatever.
Laughing.
And now it's like, oh shit, run away.
Yeah. Battle mercy.
Yeah, because she can fly better than
infinite
Pharah
ammo, fly ammo, everywhere.
Oh, so she has infinite ammo regardless or just ult?
No, ult.
Oh, okay.
When she's ulted, it's infinite ammo.
Okay.
Her res goes down to a 10-second cooldown.
And it resets immediately, too. So if you res someone, then
you
ult.
You res someone, ult, you can res another person, and it's on a 10-second cooldown.
Okay. But just, I mean, so the max you'll be able to do is like two within a second, basically.
Yeah, the turnaround potential is a lot lessened. But the amount of things you have to do to revive more people goes up, which is good, because previously you literally walk up and hit a fucking button, and you were made invulnerable during that time.
Hmm. That's interesting. I mean, I'm never probably going to play Mercy unless I get, like, random. But, I mean, I literally got back on the game for, like, 2 seconds to play Lucio Ball and got the loot box for it and stopped playing again.
Still haven't gone back.
Will you ever go back, though?
No, I got the current season, I got, like, 2400 SR or something from placements. And then I was like, all right, I'm fucking done with this shit.
Super Sniper says Mercy will stay meta. She still has the 1 sec out of combat region passive at lower elo.
That's the thing is her kit. There were a lot of ways they could make her kit good, fun, and useful that didn't involve rezzing the entire team and becoming invulnerable. Like, whoever came up with that idea should be fucking fired is basically my point.
Maybe they were.
Hopefully. but watching the dev diary where he talks about it is like, it's really funny because he tries to like couch it in like, we kind of found that it's not very fun when, the opposing team just rezzes everything after,
would you rather him lose
all your momentum. And it's like, instead of being like, maybe that wasn't a good idea.
I was going to say, would you rather him fess up to a mistake as opposed to
don't couch it like you just fucking discovered it.
That's how the video. What did the Call of Duty people say when they got the negative backlash on that trailer?
We're really like, glad about the passion
really
of
passionate
our fans.
Fans.
We're really happy with how much, how passionate they are. How much passion there is.
Speed, okay, I sorry. I'm getting back. Okay, the fight is in a break. So
nope,
what I was saying about Mercy before is that the lower elos, it's not that big of a problem. It's not that problem at lower
elos.
It
is just as frustrating.
Because most Mercies can't pull off those big reses. You can kill them easier and stuff like that. So
I don't think
at the lower elos
Mercy
even warranted a change.
At the lower elos, even if they get three people, your team's too fucking stupid to figure out how to deal with those three people being
back. I feel like we've turned plenty of fights even with a shitty res. Especially, like, Mercies are just so dumb. And most of the time, they don't even get the reses off because they're too busy trying to shoot you. So I don't think it was a big issue at lower ELO. At the higher ones, at the pro level, yeah, it is a problem, and I'm glad it's fixed.
At the pro level, they don't use that same tactic of hiding and then popping out and resing everybody, right, though?
I'm sure they do. Yeah.
Oh, really?
I mean, they have to employ some piece of it. Otherwise, the Mercy will die.
This is not looking good for McGregor, boys.
Yeah.
He's...
Oh, snap!
He's going down, guys. He's going...
He stumbled.
Oh, shit.
He stumbled.
Oh, shit.
He's against the ropes.
He doesn't know where he's at.
What are you... Who? What's happening now?
I don't know, because a bunch of people are...
They call that Mayweather punched McGregor in the face.
They call that a knockdown?
And made him stagger and, like, look as if he did not realize where he was.
Oh, okay. Gaming since gaming's in cats... in chat.
In cats.
Yeah, he's in cats right now. The musical on Broadway. go check him out, everybody. He's playing the main cat, Percy. I don't know if that's actually...
I would have accepted that name.
Trying to see if I can find it.
But he's in chat talking about Connor's MMA fatigue is showing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. GTFO. He lost. They called it. Connor can take hits. How the F are they going to call it? What do you mean?
They called it. They called the fight. It's over.
No, they didn't.
Yeah. It's ended. That's crazy.
No, it's not.
No, it's what I said before the whole thing. Please tell me Stone Cold is running out right now.
Yeah, there he is. There he is.
That's what I want. Yeah, I would love that. And then him just stun both of them. And
I think they make sure he has his knee braces and ankle braces.
I don't think he was going to win, but I think they called the fight early.
You think they called it? Was he looking very fatigued?
He didn't get knocked down.
Did he look like he needed his inhaler?
He was still throwing punches. He was still defending himself.
He got hit, and he like kind of swayed for a second, stumbled. Mayweather moved in, got him against the ropes, and then I don't know exactly what happened because everybody stood up.
So did a boxer do what a boxer does?
Rigged.
Yeah. All right, then. Okay. So can we get on with our lives? Rigged.
Can we start the show? You guys ready to start
the
show?
Yeah, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Hit the music.
I bet so. No, but now I have to, after this, I have to go home and explain to my little brother, who was just so Conor McGregor's going
to
win, why he lost.
He lost because they called it too early.
Wait, didn't you show him the Great White Hype?
No, I didn't show him the Great White Hype.
Oh, well.
I probably should have.
That's your fault as a brother.
Yeah,
you failed.
Yeah, I failed as a brother in that one aspect.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, I think. Yeah,
because
yeah.
It's a boxing match, people. And you had a tennis player going in there against a boxer. That's what you had.
But, bro.
You put
Floyd in that cage, though.
Yeah, and then I will hop sides and be like, McGregor's going to beat the living blocks off of Floyd because Floyd can't kick. So there you go. Like, I'm going with, I don't know, what do you call it, science?
Yeah.
Probability.
Sweet science.
Logic.
Let's go with that.
They call it the sweet science.
Using your brain for half a fucking second.
But you know who lost in this whole fight? Everybody.
The American people.
No,
the American people.
That you know
was,
what? We
this
didn't.
Was a great entertaining fight.
Why didn't you pay for it?
How long did it last?
I did.
Because I'm doing this damn show.
No, you could have paid for it and we could have moved the show.
How many rounds
was
it?
We couldn't have.
We couldn't have. Okay.
We have a commitment.
There's
to
literally
our fans.
13 people in here.
Literally tens of people in this
who
room
wouldn't
right
know
now.
What to do if we weren't doing this show.
Solid,
right now.
Solid Draven or whatever is saying rigged.
That's so Raven.
Yeah, that's so Raven
I think
said
he's
rigged.
Right. I think he's right.
He saw the future. He said, and this is why you never pay for a Floyd Mayweather promoted fight.
You know that it really is a little shady that they ended it. I think he was going to win though.
I think it was just a couple
a matter
more hits.
Of time, but
McGregor was gonna go down.
But that is a shady stop. See, you are such a fucking nihilist. Why are you?
No, you're.
What, why do you get out of bed?
Men
why do you get
each other
out of bed
up for a living and
yes.
then going saying, "I think they ended it early." Really think you would have had it? Who the fuck cares?
Why do you get up in the morning?
He said, "Because there are starving people in America.
Don't know.
That's why."
I really
and I need to go
know,
feed
man.
Them all.
You know what? Bags is gonna one day just not get up because
you can't stay in
that's
bed.
That's a good
all
point.
Day.
I
want
to
bed sores.
And
challenge accepted.
And
okay, there you go. You had to throw a technicality.
He has been to Japan.
I have been to Japan.
All right.
I'm surprised
Mike
he hasn't brought
is
that
in
up.
Japan right now. Right
really?
Now.
Right now.
Right now.
And speaking just like that.
Yeehaw, partners.
See, Duck the Dark was multitasking Konnichiwa. Too. He was watching us, and he was watching the fight.
He's watching you
we
watching
We were providing
him.
A service, goddamn.
We were.
I don't think you were.
We were better commentators than the commentators were.
Yeah, this is breakdown analysis
You
here.
Didn't even
yeah.
hear the commentator. Your commentating was, oh,
Yeah, that's how it should be. Yeah. That's how it should be.
That's what I want to hear when I watch.
So is that like an audiobook at the end? It's like, oh, out loud?
Commentators need to shut the fuck up and just react to what's happening. I don't need to hear how many, you know, fucking push-ups he did before he went out there. I just want to know, oh, shit, he punched him in the face.
My man.
Yeah.
That's
a play-by-play commentary.
That is a play-by-play.
Color commentary adds more.
And boom.
Am I right, Aaron?
That's racist.
Yeah, that is.
Wow.
You were agreeing with me beforehand, so no, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Technicality.
It just took me a little while to catch up. That's what it did. It's one of those, oh my God. Oh.
All right, so where we're at.
Yeah, what are we doing now? I heard there was going to be some debates going on.
Are you guys ready for the second round of the fight?
Is Mercy getting nerfed? Is that what we're talking about?
She eventually will be after this update.
She's being rebalanced.
She's being
new balanced?
New Balance.
You know what? I rescind that joke because he said it too.
Well, I'm also wearing New Balances, so.
Are you wearing New Balance?
Yes, I am.
Look at his face.
I'm a white man.
The caucasity.
I was gonna say, just look at his face and tell me, you can tell what kind of shoes he's wearing.
Can't
he's wearing the Caucasian Father 09s? Is that what you do?
Exactly.
Caucasian 5000s.
Those definitely are. Those definitely are the.
But
Caucasian
damn it, I can mow a lawn real good.
That's the same pair of shoes my uncles have both worn. That's for like
but they're orthopedic.
And
you wear them for like way too long, and they get all ratty and busted.
My math teacher in high school had those type of shoes.
Yep.
And he would glue them.
Yep.
When we were taking tests.
Yep.
Because I remember looking back one time.
Fuck, he's on teacher's wages. Bro.
You don't know how much teachers make, do you?
He was patching them up. I was like, "What are you doing?" He was like, "These are my running shoes."
They're still good.
But he was—I can't. Oh my God, I cannot remember his name. But he was hands down one of my favorite teachers for one reason, not because of his teaching abilities
or his shoes.
It was two reasons.
Neither of which were his shoes.
One, his girlfriend was amazingly fine, like, and he made sure. You knew that because he kept a picture on his desk of her.
Face but towards you guys.
Like a,
face
she
towards
wasn't
the
like
class.
A former student situation.
No, they met in college or something like that.
Making sure.
No, she met. They met.
He made sure you knew because she was sitting in the front row every class.
And
teachers.
All the and the students were all like, "Oh crap! Like that's like, what? What is?" And she wasn't even like in the picture. It wasn't even a dress up thing moment. This was them going out jogging. And then
yoga pants.
Two, he can throw insults back and forth so beautifully. Like it was a so we would be getting on each other before, Chris. During, and after class. It was perfect. I would tell a joke about him.
That's how he met his girlfriend.
He would throw it right back.
Your guy's gonna lose his teaching credential.
He could have.
We were
he
just getting on each other. Because
he
was perfect.
I promise
before
you.
Class,
somebody twitch
during
that.
Class.
I promise
after
you.
Class.
He didn't back down from any joke.
Oh, you're insinuating they fucked.
No.
Fucking what?
Animal?
Whoa.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Tiny jokes, bags. Oh, where did that come from? Damn, that was dark.
Bagging
really
on each other. Does that
about
help?
Anything.
Does
no.
that
bagging
help
on each other? Is that more relatable to you?
I offend to that.
Okay.
We have to put his name in things so he pays attention more.
But that, yeah. And he was good at it. And he never backed down from anybody. And I was like, this is good.
Okay.
I was a young chubby kid, talked about my weight. But I was like, this is the culture, man. He knows. This is what black kids do. The hardness.
Survival mechanism.
Yeah, it's a survival, yeah. And if he didn't, we would have eaten that guy alive, right?
You
would have
passed math class.
Oh, yeah. No, I passed. It wasn't difficult.
Yeah, because you were on each other.
Passing,
right?
He didn't pay attention too much to teaching. He was more concentrated on putting the kids down.
See, there it is again. He's going to lose his teaching credentials. Gamix's gaming is triggered AF right now.
What happened?
Oh, God.
He's going off on Bags.
Right now.
He's like, can we go back to Bags not knowing the secret of mana? Kick him off the show. Matter of fact, whoever isn't chair.
I don't know old retro games.
And doesn't know mana needs to step away from their mic.
Corey, do you know secret of mana?
Nope.
Web?
Nope.
All right, then. So
I
that's
know Mana, the
welcome
Latin
to the Aaron
band.
Carter Show, where I only know Secret of Mana. That's and I played
but
not even through his
game.
Entirety.
Sense Gaming can tell you where to find every one of Master Chief's
turds. Tiny turds.
In Halo 3. And you can see them on his YouTube channel.
Terrible. The remake will be good. If they keep the multiplayer in there, I say we should all get it. And that's the only reason why.
And
it's only
Mana?
Yeah. How many people can play at the same time?
Three.
That's an.
It was an odd number, yeah, but
I mean, literally, it's an odd number, but also that's a curious
but it's a,
number.
It's a prime yeah. number.
Because the that's main the character and then the two female part? Characters aside.
It's more
aside.
Than one, so that's yeah, the important
it's
part.
It's more than one.
And it was
a multiplayer.
And it was weird, because I found that out playing it on an emulator for the Super Nintendo, that you can do that many players. And I was
you
like,
didn't know it when you played it on the original system? Is that
I
what
never
you're telling
played
me?
On the original system. What, am
oh,
I savage?
You didn't play it on the original system.
The Stone Age? Are you crazy?
Did you try and do the network connection on the emulator
no,
you were playing on?
We had an emulator that had multiple.
No. I know. They have multiple controllers, but sometimes you could try the network one, because I tried that with some
old. Oh, this was
Z-SNES.
Way before network play was thought of in emulators. Okay. Yeah. This was when the GameCube came out.
Yeah. Z-SNES was around then.
But I don't think it had net play
no,
yet.
No, you had to do like give someone your IP to connect
yeah.
to.
Wasn't doing all and, that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm not gonna say it worked well.
Okay,
but it was
but it
there.
Not work.
It
well.
Didn't not work. Sometimes the other person moved.
There was a.
Sometimes they get up to go to the bathroom and the signal cracked.
See, we I wasn't okay. So this is how bad I was with internet back then, especially Netplay, I should say. The game for the Wii. This is even before, look at this even after it. I'm still bad with it. The game for the Wii, and this is just Wii's.
Well,
bad
Nintendo's internet. Very bad at the internet.
I was gonna say they're bad. Yeah, Battalion Wars anyway. Me and Steven, you know, another member of the show here, we checked out Battalion Wars from work, and we went home to play it, and we played online. But of course, Wii has no voice voice acting. It has no voice.
I mean, it doesn't. Have
I mean,
any voice
many
acting
of their
either.
Games don't have voice acting.
Yeah. Voice
so
chat.
We're sitting on the cell phones talking yeah. to each other.
Yeah.
Playing this game.
Yep.
And I was like, is that even you over there moving? I can't tell.
See,
there's no indicator saying this is player so-and-so. It's just, and yeah, so yeah, I had to do some of that. Like, jump right now. Okay, that is you.
Wait, hang on. Three people jumped at the same time. Jump yeah, now. Like, jump. Oh, they did it again.
Just like, keep jumping. Continue keep jumping.
I was like, that's the worst. I was yeah. like, Nintendo needs to get their things together, like, so
bad.
They
eventually got better.
Fast forward to today. When you play No Man's Sky. Wait, is that Orb you over there? Jump up and down.
And it's,
jump up and down if that's you.
Yeah. And
I actually started playing some No Man's Sky earlier today.
Did How'd you?
How you feel about it?
That update. How do you feel?
I'm still so far at the beginning.
I know. And
I don't remember shit about what I did. So I need to figure out how to start over. So
I'm still on like the third planet.
Here's the thing.
Or third system.
I still haven't even made a warp cell.
I found.
Oh, wow.
I found that.
So you're still in the tutorial.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I found that once you get, because I'm like maybe 1 second out of the tutorial. But once you get into there, I think this update was built for people who've been playing for a long time and have gathered a mass amount of resources. Because there's a quest that I have where I have to gather a mass amount of resources to build some piece or something.
Oh, yeah,
like
I think
that.
I have that too.
But it's like, this is going to take me forever.
Yeah.
So I stopped. Because I didn't feel like the grind.
So turn it off.
Yeah, I didn't feel like the grind.
Yeah.
They made some other changes to it that I think are supposed to make that a little easier.
I hope so, because
portals.
I haven't seen a portal.
You can travel.
Well, because you're too far away. I think everybody that like you said, this update was for, are all towards the center. They're all many many systems in.
Did they also say they gave an alternate ending now?
I don't know. I didn't pay that much attention.
They added more story or whatever. I guess
I know they added more story, which I now like. You can actually see, like, if you're in a system, part the. Things that you could do that are part of the story are marked. So it's easier to find your way through the story. It's not just like a...
Oh, yeah. I've been following
loose,
that.
Loose direction for you to go.
Yeah, I've been following all those, and I've been going to the actual stories and stuff like that. But like I said, my next mission that I'm there at the thing, it's like, hey, you need 700, you know, this to
yeah.
build one
700
this.
I only have one this.
Yeah. Like, and I don't feel like...
That's the game, dude.
I don't like that grind. It's an artificial, you know, the freaking, those fake
But it's
quests.
Not that difficult to do that, though.
It is when you don't have any gas. I almost ran out of gas in space.
Then you should get more gas.
Oh,
that's
you mean
something
I should grind
harvest,
more?
Yeah.
And yeah, I...
Not gonna lie.
Hey, Special Case is in the room. Thanks for coming and updating us on the fight. Floyd
spoilers!
Won, everybody.
Spoilers!
Floyd won,
I have
everybody.
It recording.
Who does that?
I almost ran out of gas.
TBRing it for later.
I almost ran out of gas in space. So I went to an asteroid belt and just started plowing through asteroids Took some damage, but I got enough.
Oh, is that an
isotope or whatever?
Did you
whatever.
Not shoot them?
Came through it. I forgot about shooting. I just came back to the game. I had no memory of this place.
This is ramming my ship into a whole bunch.
It's
of...
literally left click.
I'm just ramming my ship into a whole bunch of asteroids.
The
here.
First one was on accident, and I was just like, I'm not taking that much damage.
Okay.
All right.
That's, I do like space battles
that's how
a lot
you
better
play.
Now.
And that's, I haven't even done that.
Oh, yeah. Enough. I got like 10 seconds into playing after I was ramming asteroids. This is when I remembered I could shoot. I got a space battle, and it was so much easier to control the ship. Last time I was like all over the place, but this time it was the targeting system was a lot easier.
I don't know. I can't.
The one thing that I saw from an article was saying basically what you got to do is you have to reconcile the idea is that it'll never be the No Man's Sky of your dreams. Let's look at the game that we do have, though. Which is
how
literally what I've been saying
from
the beginning.
So settle it. So you want me to settle?
No, it's not settling. It's reconcile your absolutely outlandish. If EverQuest Next came out, which it's not.
It would have disappointed you.
It would have disappointed you just the same way.
Don't you say that.
Yes, it would have.
Don't you say that.
You looked
that.
At what they were making.
Don't
out
you
of
say that
Landmark.
About a perfect game, Alex.
They got bought out by some fucking company, and then everyone got fired, and then they just cannibalized
it. It
would have
been
project.
Game of the Millennium.
No, it wouldn't have. It would have been just as fucking stupid. That it would have had the same dumb systems that people would have figured out. And that's it. That's just how it goes. That's how video games are, man.
The guy would have cut his ponytail, and you would have been really upset.
The guy already cut his ponytail when he got fired.
He ripped it out with his bare hands.
It's like turning in your badge. He just rips it off and puts it on their desk.
We're going to need the ponytail, sir.
We're going to need the ponytail, sir.
The guy's just like,
so you'll take it off me when you get it off my dead body.
My cold dead body.
Just rips it off. It reminds me of, I don't even know what movie
Let's
that.
Let's fucking go, Garrett.
Who are you watching now?
He's watching the greatest
it's
of esports.
The next Mayweather fight. Oh my God. He just went right into another fight. He took out McGregor and said, all right.
So I looked up, was it Northern Gaming? Mm-hmm. I was like, what do they do? And I saw it was Rocket League, and I immediately closed the tab.
Wow.
Wow, they do more than Rocket League.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they win?
Yeah.
Yeah, they won the Worlds this last time, but we didn't acquire that team.
The Worlds of Rocket League?
Rocket League RLCS, yeah.
So it's Rocket League.
Oh, you didn't acquire the
Rocket
League Northern team.
What do you mean just Rocket League? They had an Overwatch team.
They won the Rocket League? The Overwatch team?
We acquired their World of Warcraft competitive and PvE guild.
Oh, of course.
And also Soda Poppin.
What? Oh, Soda Poppin?
Even better.
You don't even know who Soda Poppin
is. I truly
is.
Do
Shut
not.
Up.
I truly do not.
Sounds like it sounds like one of those like mobile ones. Games.
You guys are so...
You get tickets. You have to get tickets to
you
keep going
so
to Soda Pop.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That I don't know who Soda Poppin is?
I was like, you get a bunch of requests. Funny. Hey, Aaron,
Wait.
I need some tickets for Soda Pop.
Oh, I've watched him. I've watched his stream.
He's actually one of our co-owners now.
He's, Soda Poppin'?
Actually, yeah. his stream's not bad to watch.
He's bought honestly. His way into the NRGs?
We acquired Northern Gaming, and he's joining us as streamer and like advisor, co-owner guy. He's a major part of our organization.
Was that a part of the deal? He's like, you're not getting us unless...
So I also still heard no good esports games, by the way.
Well, that's like your opinion.
Battleborn?
Right?
No, it was like, oh, you know, okay. Dota 2, not even League, which is a shit game, but at least it makes money.
It is a terrible game.
Actually, does it still make money?
Probably.
Because they got bought out by Tencent or whatever, right?
It's not by Riot anymore?
No, they lost their majority ownership.
No.
They had to sell it.
Why didn't we do news on that?
Because you guys...
We're not a news thing.
You're not. Fake news. It's fake news. Trust me, you're not.
It's fake news all here.
But yeah, no, I believe they lost majority stake.
Let's go, Garrett!
They can't do whatever they want now. It's owned by Chinese overlords.
Let's fucking go. This is a huge. So basically, this is like being aired on NBC Sports right now too.
NBC Ocho.
It's their first like huge foray into esports, and they're doing it. It was a completely open 2v2 Rocket League tournament. And
is this the global?
Shit,
open
they just
or whatever?
Went 5-2. This was. They called it the
Universal.
Open.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Universal.
And the energy guys all split up.
NBC.
So
Universal.
Each one picked a different. Partner from a different team.
Really?
And two of our guys are like in the winner's bracket top 8, I think, or top 4, I think, at this point.
What's the grand prize? What's the money?
$100,000.
Okay.
Split between two people.
And a pat on the head.
And a pat on the head. What, is that not enough money for you? You're not impressed?
Compared to other...
He's Shania Twain in your tournament.
How much do they make at TI7?
Wait, are you kidding me, Aaron? Are you that dull when it comes to, like, millions. Esports right now?
So 50K is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah. You gotta, well...
For one tournament?
That's gross, right? We're not even talking about net and or cuts that go to organizations.
Yeah, well, actually, okay, that was the prize pool. So for the winners, each gets...
Oh!
So 10K?
So the winners get 30K.
That was the
piece,
prize pool.
Yeah, the winners
Was that
get,
the prize pool, or is that actually first place? Oh, those are different words.
First place, they walk away with, I think, 36K or something like that.
Oh, okay. So, again, Shania Twain.
That doesn't impress you? That's more than you make in 3 years, Aaron.
That's get it, fine.
That's more than you make in 3 years for playing a video game.
That's fine.
What? 30K? Actually,
I don't know what he
yeah,
makes.
Yeah, that's definitely not.
I'm really sorry for you.
Yeah, that's nowhere near close, actually.
I just, well,
half
see,
what I make in
you
a year.
Are, your ignorance to esports money is my ignorance to Lowe's money. How about that?
Okay,
so we're both on even grounds.
No, well.
Joke's on you, because Lowe's workers make bank.
I assume you guys make $3 an hour.
And they do have benefits,
I assume you have like a, is that called? Like a there's, union, maybe?
There's no union.
What do you people do?
There's a
wow. What do you mean by you people?
That so
push
so the
around
30,
heavy furniture.
So 30K for
that that
one
works.
Tournament, right?
Huh?
30K for one tournament?
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
No.
Still.
To be fair, depending on how long the tournament is, that is a really, really good hourly wage.
And it's all or nothing, right?
Yeah. For that shitty game, Rocket League.
No, Rocket League is blowing up, boys. You guys don't even
just
know.
Like MMA.
You guys don't even know.
Just like
I gotta say, damn.
I was watching.
Below. Just like boxing.
That was below the belt.
No, that was on par.
There was a
that was on par. That
there was
perfect.
There was a weekend of tournaments. We had our Nairo was playing Smash. We had the Smite guys playing. We had CS playing and Rocket League. The Rocket League stream had more than the other three put together in concurrent viewers, and that's nuts.
What CS tournament was it?
I think it was
Northern
DreamHack
California champion.
I think it was DreamHack Atlanta. Mm. Yeah, because they were all there. They were all in the same building, like playing. Because Rocket League.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because DreamHack actually has all those games.
Yeah.
That must be the off-season DreamHack.
It was fucking bizarre. No, and CS's numbers suck now that they're exclusively to YouTube. Like the ESL viewership numbers are trash.
Are they really exclusive to YouTube? That's terrible.
Yeah, it's
totally
bad.
They'll learn.
No, so the Rocket League's growing, guys. It's super fun. Everybody could enjoy it. It's quick. You just—it's like what your equivalent is to watching fighting games. Like, there's the learning curve is so shallow.
What?
I don't know, man. I was gonna let him fly on his own on that. All
right. Anyway, thanks for watching or barely watching the weekend night fight nights. You get to hear a little bit of both. Again. Congratulations to all the non-winners of tonight's fight.
The real winner is Vegas.
The real winner is Vegas. The purse on that must have been...
The house always wins.
It had to be upwards of 30K.
I'd say roughly like 36K.
I don't get it.
Now you're pushing.
I really don't get it. Like, you're acting like that's not a lot of money.
Now you're pushing it.
If I got that much money, I'd be so happy. I'd be thrilled. I'd be over the moon.
How much do you make in a year?
Not that much.
You make more than
30. You make more. Yeah,
I
you do.
You,
yes,
yeah, you
do.
Do.
I don't think I
don't,
do.
Don't
yeah,
play.
Don't play the people. Don't play the people.
Not in a tournament that's only lasted a month, though.
Now
like,
you're
talking about...
Now
and then,
you're Conor McGregor and people.
These guys got third place at Worlds, which I'm sure was the prize pool was much bigger. You guys are... Aaron, you... Why can't you be happy for people? That's what happens when Bags is on the show. He turns you into a dick.
No.
You guys both don't care about nothing.
For the real David Webb, Corey Vincent, Alexander Bags, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying, you may have just lost tonight. You may have just lost.